Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. Amen. God is so good. God is in the house this morning, and we give him the glory. We give him the praise. You know, we've just completed our 2 weeks of fasting. Amen. How many have been participating in that? Amen. Has it been good?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You know, I believe that it's just been such a strategic time for us, you know, both as individuals and as a church. Amen. Bible says, you know, when he gave the word to us, he said, perhaps God has called you for such a time as this. And I really believe that our 2 weeks of prayer and fasting was divinely orchestrated by God himself, just to twin and to coincide with the ends of the prophetic conference. Amen. How many have been to the prophetic conference? Has that not been absolutely amazing? Amen. It's been so good. It's been so good. God has blessed me personally so much. And I'm sure that he has you as well. You know, it's the divine timing in the spirit. Amen. God has a way of lining things up for his purposes and for his glory. And you know, we are in a battle. Amen. We're in the spiritual battle that's been raging. So things may look calm and quiet in the natural, but in the heavenlies, there's a battle. Amen. And we're in God's army. We're a part of God's army. We're a part of that battle. But you know, I want us to start this morning just by looking at the book of Isaiah and the 66th chapter and the 8th verse. So can I have that up on the screen? Isaiah chapter 66 and verse number 8. And it says, who has heard such a thing and who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Can you say amen? Yes. But as soon, you know, Zion is a type of the church. The Bible says that as soon as Zion was in labor, as soon as Zion travailed, she gave birth to her children. Amen? And we're in the 9th month. You know, Pastor Toki alluded to this last week in his message, that we're in the 9th month. And we're in that 9th month is the what? Is the month of birthing. It's the birthing month. And it's our month when we give birth to our dreams, to the vision that God has placed in our hearts, to his purposes. You know, Jesus prayed this prayer. He says, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so, you know, we are part of that prayer. We are part of God's enforcement agents in the earth to bring forth the will of God in the earth, to birth the will of God in the earth. And so this morning, I want to be speaking about birthing and about our part in birthing, in producing, in manifesting the will of God and the purposes of God at this time, in this place. Can you say amen? Amen. So God really is so good. You know, I like what it says in the 9th verse. If we can flip forward to the 9th verse. It says, shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Or shall I cause delivery and shut up the womb, says our God? So shall I bring to the point of birth and not cause delivery? You know, that's a rhetorical question. Of course not. Of course God won't bring us to the point of birth and not cause delivery. Can you say amen? Amen. So God is for us. God wants us to deliver what we're carrying. And if you believe that, say amen. So God wants you to deliver. He wants me to deliver, to give birth to what he has placed in our spiritual womb, to what he has placed in our hearts, to what he has placed on the inside of us to be manifested on the outside. God wants us to be proof producers, to give birth to what is placed in us. You know, in Isaiah 55, it says, you know, God says that his word, the seed of his word in our hearts, he said it's like the rain, it's like the snow that comes down from heaven, that doesn't return there, but what does it do? It waters the earth, and it causes it to bud, to bring forth the green shoot, to bud and to sprout and to produce. Amen? And so that's what God wants to do. He wants what has placed in us to give birth, to produce. And that is the heart of God. I love how the NIV puts the scripture. Actually, if you look at Jeremiah chapter 1, okay, and verse 12. Jeremiah 1 and 12. Jeremiah 1:12 says, "Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well. I am ready.'" Everyone say ready.
Ready.
"I am ready to perform my word." My question today, are you ready? Are you ready to see God's word performed in your life? Now God's asking me, am I ready to see the performance of God's word? You know, the NIV puts it this way. It says, "I'm watching to see," okay, "to see the word fulfilled." Everyone say fulfilled. So God is watching to see his word fulfilled in our lives, in your life and in my life. I like what the New Living Translation, or how the New Living Translation puts it. It says, "I'm watching, okay, certainly, I will certainly carry out all of my plans." He said, "I will certainly carry out all of my plans." That sounds like fulfillment, doesn't it? And that's the heart of God, for us to fulfill, to see the word of God fulfilled in our lives. And God is so passionate about that. You know, there's a wonderful scripture in the book of Psalms that says it's the heart of God, okay, to conceal a matter, and it's the heart of man, or the heart of a king, to search it out, to search out that matter. How many of us are kings here? If you didn't raise your hand, let me inform you. The Bible says that we are all kings and priests unto God. Amen? And so God has made you a king. God has made me a king. You know, Jesus is called the King of Kings. And he's called the Lord of Lords. So you're a king and you're a Lord. I can tell by the way you're looking at me that some of you have just come to that revelation. But it's true. It's in the word. God calls you a king. So Jesus Christ, he's the King of all kings. But that you are seated together with him in the heavenly places. Amen? Far above principalities and powers. And so in the spirit, we rule over the demonic. We rule over the principalities and over the powers. And by that, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the whole world, and those who dwell in it belong to the Lord. And so God has made us kings. He has made you and me kings to rule and to reign in life. And you know, God says in his word in Jeremiah 29:11, that I know the thoughts that I have towards you. That there are thoughts, what? To bless you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and the future. I'm giving us all these things because I want us to grasp this, that God is for us, that there is a purpose, a plan that he has for each and every one of us. And as we come to the conclusion of these 2 weeks of prayer and fasting, this is the time that we're going to give birth to those things. Amen? You know, it starts in the spirit. I said it starts in the spirit, first of all, before it manifests on the outside. You know, there's an old song that says, "Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a joy in my life. I've got Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a joy in my life. I've got Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a joy in my life. Oh, what a joy in my life." Amen. Amen. So that's Jesus working on the inside. So, but what's on the inside must come out. And so we're going to be thinking about how we actually birth and produce what's on the inside and manifest it on the outside. You know, in the book of Acts, in the first chapter, after Jesus had ascended into heaven and the disciples were gathered together in Jerusalem. The Bible says, you know, that everyone scattered initially. You know, the devastation of Jesus' crucifixion had hit the disciples. And then he manifested himself to them, showing that, you know what, I'm alive and I'm still with you. And then there was the ascension where he went to the Father. But he gave him this promise. He says, go and wait for me in the upper room in Jerusalem. Go there and wait for the promise of the Father. Yeah? That was what he said to them. And then, so you can have the book of Acts up on the screen, chapter 1. I want us to listen to this statement and the 8th verse. Acts 1 and verse number 8. It says, but you shall receive power. Everyone say power. Power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You shall receive power. You see, that's the heart of God. And what was the power for? It was for a purpose, to manifest and to fulfill the purposes of God in the lives of his people. You know, the purpose of God has not changed. God still wants to manifest and to see his purposes fulfilled in our lives. Can you say amen? You know, that's the heart of God, and it hasn't changed a single bit. And so the disciples are all there gathered together. I believe that this prophetic invasion, okay, is to see the purposes and the plans of God for Europe, for the United Kingdom coming to manifestation. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. You know, that's the heart of God. And I believe that as we cooperate with the Spirit, as we even cooperate with these meetings, we're going to see the plans and the purposes of God birthed in our nation. Birth in this nation for his glory. You see, every single one of us is here by divine appointment. Every single one of us is in the UK right now for such a time as this. We're not here by accident. In the Bible says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So God has brought you and God has brought me to this place, to this nation, at this particular time. See, I believe it's no coincidence that the whole nation is in upheaval about Brexit right now. But you see, God's plans and God's purposes will be served. I know that for a fact. Amen. That God's plans and God's purposes will be served in the United Kingdom at this time. No matter who is in power, no matter what political party is in power, but God's purposes will be served. Says, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. You know, God loves the UK. God sent the gospel to the nations from his launch pad right here in the UK. Amen? Amen. So we talk about John Wesley. We talk about John Knox. We talk about these great men of God, the generals who have gone before. But you know, they prayed. They watered the earth with their tears. They cried out to God. They looked ahead of time and they said, God, let this nation serve you. And even if in the natural it seems like, you know, there is so much, you know, chaos and confusion breaking out, you know, in the spirit, we're exactly where God wants us to be. Can you say amen? Amen. And so God really is on the move once again. And so even in this prophetic invasion, I believe that in the spirit, there's an invasion. Amen. There's an invasion of the enemy's camp. Amen. By the Spirit of God, by the angels of God. And God took me to a place in the book of Acts. If we skip forward to the 8th chapter. Acts chapter 8. And I want to start in from the 4th verse. You know, and I'll just paraphrase on it because it speaks about, it says, therefore, those who were scattered, okay, went everywhere doing what? Preaching the word. Those who were scattered. See, the disciples had been scattered. But you see, something was going on behind the scenes. Something that the devil didn't even realize. It says, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Verse 9. Oh, sorry, the fifth verse, the next verse. It says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. Philip went down to the city of Samaria. You know where we just read in the eighth verse, it says, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and where? And in all Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so right here, we see that Philip, the evangelist, went down to Samaria, and he preached Christ to them. You know, God has called you and me to go into our world and to do what? To preach Christ to them. It says, preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ to them. Next verse. It says, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. You know, Christ spoke about us preaching the word with signs following. Amen? It says, these signs shall follow them that... How many believers are here today? Every single one of us. So these signs will follow them, will follow you, and will follow me because we believe. See, we are believers, and so we are proof producers. And so God's signs will follow us. And what are the signs? It's healing the sick, isn't it? It's preaching the gospel of the kingdom. It's baptizing with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those are the signs of the believer. The next verse. And it says, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. You know, God is still in the healing business today. You know, how many have been to the prophetic conference meetings so far? Amen. Have you seen the Spirit being poured out? Have you seen the sick being healed? Have you seen altar calls, you know, people coming forward to receive the ministry and ambassador of the Spirit of God? So these things are happening now in our time, and it's a strategic moment for us. Next verse. And it says, and there was great joy in that city. You know, I believe that as the gospel takes over and invades the United Kingdom, invades this city of London, there's going to be great joy in the city. Can you say amen? There will be great joy in the city. Next verse. It says, but there was a certain man, okay, called Simon, okay, who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. To whom they all gave heed, okay, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Ha ha. And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. Everyone say long time. So Simon the sorcerer had astonished the people of Samaria with his sorceries for a long time. But look what happened. Next verse. It says, but when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done. So Simon the sorcerer, who had amazed and wowed the people of Samaria with his false signs and miracles, now took his hat off and doffed his hat to Philip, because Philip carried the true and the genuine power of God. Okay, where are we? Okay, then Philip's. Okay, so next verse. It says, now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. Okay, we'll stop there. But can you see what happens there? That both men and women believed the gospel as it was preached by Philip the evangelist. You know, I believe that in our time, that men and women, children and adults, are going to believe the gospel because it is preached by us from Harvest Church. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That as we go out on the streets, as we go out into our communities and into our nation, preaching the gospel of peace, bearing the good news, people are going to believe. Amen? And as they receive Christ. You know, it's an invasion. That as we invade our neighborhoods, as we invade our community with the word, people are going to believe. And you know what God said to me? God said that by his spirit and by his presence upon Philip's life, that he sacked that city. He sacked the city of Samaria. You know what it means to sack a city? It's an old English term. When they say you've sacked the city, that means you've taken it over. You know, in the olden days, they used to besiege a city for days. They would starve the city, so they would cut off the supply of food and water into the city. Nobody would be allowed to come in. Nobody would be able to go out, and they would kind of wait there until the whole city ran out of resources, and then they would move in and attack the city and burn it down, take the people captive, you know, plunder the city, and they would literally sack that city. You know, in the spirit, we are going to sack the city of London with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Because God is on the move. See, when the Spirit of God invades, we will sack the city because Christ is Lord. Amen? Christ is Lord of this city. God gave me the two prophetic words that I want to minister over us, really. And the first one is in James chapter 5 and the 17th verse. And it's a scripture that we know really well. But I want to show you what God showed me and said to me concerning this. He says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. You know, some traditions say with a man of like passion, just like ours. It says, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land, okay, for 3.5 years, or for 3 years and 6 months. Okay, so that was Elijah. That was the first half of his prayer. But God said to me that we are now in the second half of Elijah's prayer. You know, we speak about the God of Elijah. Okay, let's look at the second half of that prayer. Next verse. It says, and he prayed again. Everyone say, prayed again.
Prayed again.
And he prayed again. Okay, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. We are in the second half of Elijah's prayer, where the heaven gives rain and the earth produces its fruit. If you believe that, can you say amen?
Amen.
You see, God is on the move. And so now the heaven is given rain and the earth is about to produce its fruit in our time. So God said that we are in the second half of Elijah's prayer. And so we need to get ready now for the birthing. That indeed, the heaven is going to produce rain, the earth is going to produce its fruits. And the second key word that God gave me was in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse number 8. Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 8. It says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you have received, freely give. You see, that command is to us as God's people, that we should go out and do the kingdom business. You see, everything God does is for a purpose. We could put it this way, that everything that God does is for his purpose. You see, there's a purpose to which, or for which God has anointed you. Amen? It's so that you can indeed heal the sick. It's so that you can indeed cleanse the lepers. It's so that you can raise the dead. It's so you can cast out demons. It says, freely you have received, freely give it. You see, none of us had to pay any money to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Anybody pay for the Holy Spirit? No. It'd be foolishness to even think so. You know, when Philip began to minister in the power of the Spirit and Simon the sorcerer saw him, he offered him money. And he said, you know, God, no, I'm not going to say God punish you. That's the good way. He said, let your money perish with you. You know, you can't buy the Holy Ghost. But it was freely given. And so he repented right there. But the Holy Spirit is given to each one of us freely. And he's here for a purpose. He's here to confirm the word. By that, they preach the word. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. And so really, we're in the nation for such a time as this. I want to declare over us as a church and as a nation, okay, that this is our season of birthing. This is the time where we begin to see the manifestation of the Spirit of God, where we see the things that have been conceived in our spiritual wombs come into manifestation for the praise and for the glory of God. Shall we stand to our feet? Amen. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 1 and verse 7 that he makes his angels like the wind and his ministers like flames of fire. So God is setting us on fire. Each one of us is a minister, amen, is a minister of the gospel of peace, is a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God wants to do amazing things in our generation. God wants to do amazing things in this land. God wants to do amazing things, okay, in our families and in our homes. And God has anointed and is calling you and I to be carriers of what he wants to do, to birth and to bring into manifestation what he wants to do, what he wants to see happening in our lives. Amen. And this is the time. This is the season. And so let me encourage you, let your hearts be stirred. Be ready. Say, Lord, you know, Jeremiah wrote this way. He said, Lord, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Each one of us needs to pray that prayer for ourselves. Say, Lord, here am I, send me. I am aligning myself with your purpose. I am aligning my heart with your will. I'm setting my own agenda aside. And I said, Lord, let not my will be done, but let it be your will that is done in my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Father, for your plans and for your purposes. Father, thank you because you have called us for such a time as this. Father, we thank you for this season of the prophetic and the apostolic invasion, Lord, of our land, Father, of this nation. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have strategically positioned us, Heavenly Father, in this nation, Lord, at this time. Father, we thank you, Lord, because the United Kingdom, Father, will be saved. Lord, that the city of London, Lord, will be saved, Heavenly Father. That unrighteousness, Father, we put underfoot. That your righteousness will reign in this land. That your righteousness will reign in our lives, in our families, and in our homes, Father. That your kingdom will come. That your will be done. Father, and we give you all the praise and we give you all of the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And amen. Hallelujah.